This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Top stories of the day. The Browns have hired former Baltimore Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken to be their next head coach. The team announced this morning. He turned 60 on February 5th. He replaces Kevin Stefanski, who was fired back in early January. Interesting move. Like, his name wasn't really high on the radar. It's kind of like the Vic Fangio hire, right? Very fascinating. A lot of people thought Monken was going to follow Harbaugh to the Giants if he were not hired as a head coach. He spent the past three seasons in Baltimore. He was not retained on Jesse Minter's staff, the new Ravens coach. It does kind of remind me of the Vic Fangio hire at his age for that job. So we'll see how that one works out for the Cleveland Browns and Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders has been in the news a lot, Mike, suddenly, because he made it as a Pro Bowl replacement. And that has a lot of people upset because was Shedeur Sanders a Pro Bowl quarterback this year?
How many games did he play?
I don't know. How is he? How?
He's a Pro Bowl quarterback because no one else wanted to play.
Well, Trevor Lawrence declined. It was going to be Drake May. He needed a replacement. And then Trevor Lawrence was next in line. And Trevor Lawrence declined. How many games did he actually play? Not very many, because that was a big debate all year. Why didn't he play sooner? Did Kevin Stefanski not like him? So you've got the quarterbacks that were set to head to the Pro Bowl from the AFC were Bills' Josh Allen, Chargers' Justin Herbert, and Patriots' Drake May. So then with May obviously won the AFC championship game, and he goes into the Super Bowl, he has to back out of it. Was Bo Nix not asked to be in the Pro Bowl?
I thought you went by stats. I thought you went by his stats are better than his stats, and then his, like, I'm sorry. Like, Bo Nix has some pretty decent stats. Is this just a popularity contest?
That's what it is now.
And let's ask Tim Tebow.
I'm just trying to figure this out. So it was the original guys were, what did I say? Allen, Herbert, and Drake May. Those were the original guys, and Drake May obviously can't do it.
Herbert's probably still hurt.
So you mean to tell me that Shedeur Sanders is over? And we got to remove the preseason or the playoffs. He's over Bo Nix, Patrick Mahomes,
who's hurt,
Cam Ward, who had a good year statistically, Daniel Jones, who's hurt. C.J. Stroud wasn't great, but wasn't awful. Lamar Jackson, who's hurt, I guess, kind of banged up.
Kind of banged up.
Joe Burrow, who's hurt early, kind of.
Came back.
Am I missing something here? This is
stupid.
So you're telling me, okay, Shedeur Sanders played 8 games.
Did he really play 8 games?
He played 8 games. I don't know how many games did he start. Because I know he came in late with some of these. Is it just everybody declined? Do we know that?
I feel like everybody declined.
Did Bo Nix
decline? I feel like
decline?
This is either a popularity contest or a desperation move.
Let me see.
Get the intern in here. Put him on the air.
He did decline the Pro Bowl. Well, obviously, because he's hurt. This is why I'm saying get rid of the Pro Bowl. Don't actually have the Pro Bowl. Just name him an honor. I mean, I guess they must be making money off of it. But don't we use the Pro Bowl to tell the story of the Hall of Fame, kind of, too?
Yeah.
Like
this guy made 17 Pro Bowls.
How many Pro Bowls? How many All-Pros, the thing you need to pay attention to. The Pro Bowl doesn't mean anything, and that has become less and less over the years. Yeah, duh. Of course, Bo declined.
7-time Pro Bowler Micah Kilpatrick.
But this is why it's stupid, because all of these guys that Shedeur beat out here are hurt. Patrick Mahomes is hurt. Bo Nix is hurt. Lamar Jackson's probably banged up to the point where he doesn't want to mess with it. He said, Chris, retire Shedeur's jersey in Cleveland. The guy made a Pro Bowl from being the third string quarterback in training camp. That is a rags to riches story, Mike. That's an inspirational story right there. Now, the Pro Bowl's a joke, and listen, I guess by process of unavailability, Shedeur would be next. That's how bad this is. And this is, listen, Shedeur Sanders might do whatever. He might be fine, I don't know. But that season was not a Pro Bowl season. 8 games played, 1,400 yards, 7 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
That's a Pro Bowl quarterback
That's on his resume now. 10 years from now, we're going to look back and say, how many Pro Bowls does he have? At least one. That should be no longer used in Hall of Fame voting. It should be all the All-Pro stuff. Yeah. Faith says, I think it was just after all the declining from other quarterbacks. Aaron, the Pro Bowl might be Shedeur's breakout game. Well, isn't it flag football?
It is flag football, yeah.
Big Hub says, did Cleveland make a dumb decision? I, as far as the head coach, yeah, it doesn't seem. Listen, we experienced it here when the Broncos hired a 60-year-old guy that's never been a coach before. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like the sexiest of hires, does it?
I feel like asking if Cleveland made a poor decision is a question
that
doesn't need to be answered.
That's why maybe you weren't so crazy when you said if Jared Stidham plays well in the AFC Championship, the Browns would give up a first-round pick. You mean they're going to replace their Pro Bowl quarterback? I don't think so, Mike.
I just feel like the Browns make really stupid decisions, and they would probably do that.
Has Todd Monken ever been a head coach? He was a head coach at Southern Miss in 2013 through 2015. Then he was OC for Tampa Bay, OC for Cleveland, went back to college, OC and quarterbacks coach for Georgia, OC for Baltimore, and now a head coach. I've seen this play out in Denver. You hire a really good specialist, but he's 60 years old. You know, what's the 10-year plan? You know? That kind of blows my mind.
It's not about plan B. It's about plan A. And plan A is now.
Was Baltimore's offense particularly great this year? They were good. And, you know, he's got to get credit for helping evolve an offense with Lamar, a very innovative offense. So maybe that's what you're thinking.
Georgia's had some good offenses recently.
Yeah.
As they always do.
That's enough of a resume to hire him as your next head coach?
In Cleveland.
I guess. That is a little wild.
Cleveland just called. I've been hired as their offensive coordinator.
If I'm Shedeur Sanders, do I even want to go to the Pro Bowl? Do I even yes. want to do that?
Yes, you know he does.
It's like the Office episode. I was their first choice after pass. Shedeur Sanders was the first choice after 14 quarterbacks said, I'm good. Flag football, being away from my home and vacation and family and whatever it is I'm doing in the offseason. No, but Brady, where is the Pro Bowl? Mike, can you find that?
Is it Miami again?
Is that where it is?
Let me look. They
used to go to Hawaii, didn't they? Back in the day when it was
long
cool.
Long time ago, but Hawaii's got a crappy stadium.
Oh, yeah, okay. Who cares? I mean, it's the Pro Bowl, Mike. It's pointless, though. Is the Pro Bowl more pointless than the NBA All-Star game?
Oh, it's going to be in the San Francisco Bay Area this year.
Yeah, so it's like, all right, I'm on vacation. Do
yeah,
I really
you can go to San Francisco?
San Francisco. Let's go there. I'm good. I don't need to.
You can visit all these wonderful places. San Francisco, Palo Alto, San Jose, Oakland. All those wonderful places.
Yeah, and these guys are millionaires. Guys that are getting invited to the Pro Bowl are multimillionaires. They can go wherever they want.
I mean,
next week.
Guess it's adjacent to wine country, so you could go get some free wine.
Is the Pro Bowl this week?
Yeah.
When? When is the game? When is the flag football match that we'll be watching, probably? Is it tonight?
Tuesday, February 3rd.
Oh, next week. It's next week. It's not this week. It's Tuesday? You don't.
This is according to AI. It's thinking right now.
No, it's probably right. Those robots, man.
Tuesday evening, February 3rd, 2026, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh, okay. So 6 o'clock?
Yes. It's going to be on ESPN Disney XD.
You know, I used to.
ESPN Deportes and
nice.
NFL Plus.
It's not on, what did you say, what was the first one?
ESPN.
Oh.
But just in case now, people have NFL Plus.
I've always said, why would they do away from the Pro Bowl or the All-Star game or MLB All-Star when they must make something off of it, right? That's why they do it. But do you think there comes a point where doing it is now making the NFL look silly by doing it this way? Like, Shedeur Sanders, this isn't a Shedeur Sanders knock. I'm the guy who thought he'd be drafted in the first round, so no.
You're not the only one.
I'm not knocking him, but the Sanders fan base that thinks that he's a, air quotes, Pro Bowl quarterback, you are out of your mind. He
Man,
hasn't done
he
it.
Just, if he goes to another team, he's going to be the greatest thing ever.
That is, it's just, it makes the NFL look bad. And like you said, is it a popularity contest? Well, I guess, but I mean, if enough people back out, then who, I mean, did CJ Stroud, did Cam Ward turn it down? I'm guessing, okay, so Bo Nix turned it down. Trevor Lawrence turned it down. Mahomes had to have turned it down.
Well, Bo Nix is like, I can hop on one leg, but...
I mean, Aaron Rodgers threw 24 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. 3,000 yards.
Yeah, that's right. He is in the AFC.
Yeah. Did he turn it down?
Hey, were they giving him free mushrooms?
But even if Rodgers would have got it, it still would be like, really? Rodgers? I mean, he was 7th in the AFC. As far as yards.
Maybe they didn't offer it to him because they knew he'd say no.
I mean, you're getting down to the very bottom of AFC core. I mean, yeah, it's just a joke. Why even have three? Why have three then? Just say, we'll go in with Josh Allen and away we go.
Oh, so Josh Allen did say yes.
Well, I think so.
He wanted the taste of losing to the Broncos out of his mouth. He just wants, I need another game. I need another game.
Some guys like to do it because there's a lot more that goes, you know, it's a mingling thing, and some guys like it. I'm trying. Where's the damn roster, Mike? Does anybody know? I can't find it. Trying to effort this, Mike. Forgot Herbert. Josh Allen. Justin Herbert. Shadur
Drake
Sanders.
May.
Replacing Drake May. MVP runner-up. Well, okay. Probably.
Cortland Sutton apparently is on the roster.
Okay. He was 6th in drops this year. Okay.
Garrett Bowles. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quinn Miners.
See, this is how little I've cared about it. I didn't even know until you told me that 2 Broncos are on it. 3 Broncos are on it. How about defense? They surely have a few guys. Zach Allen. Nick Benito. Patrick Surtain. Okay, fine. Yeah, I don't care. Faith says the Mannings aren't coaching this year. It's going to be Jerry Rice and Steve Young. It's just a gimmick, man. He said, Chris, I just checked FanDuel. No line out yet on the Pro Bowl. Don't bet on that, he said.
Even
Chris.
FanDuel passed on the Pro Bowl.
Big Hub, are you okay with Deion finding players? Refresh my memory of what that is. I thought I heard Memphis's basketball coach, Penny Hardaway. They're finding players. What's he finding players for, Big Hub? That story missed my desk. But I know it's happening. I heard Penny Hardaway talk about it with Memphis, saying, hey, they're making millions now. If they're late for curfew, I'm going to find them. If they miss practice or whatever, I'm going to find them. They do something wrong, we're going to find them. I don't know. I would imagine if you fought that, you could win, but I have no problem with it if you can get away with it. If they're going to start getting paid like pros, they should be treated like pros.
He will fine them $500 for being late to practice. I like it.
Yeah, I'm good with it. Late for practice? Like, you're really going to be late for practice?
You shouldn't be late for practice. You better have a damn good excuse for being late for practice.
We're talking about practice, Mike. Not the game. Practice. Yeah, no. We're talking practice? What are you talking about?
Practice?
Not the game.
Practice.
Did you ever see Ted Lasso? He,
No show for practice. That's $2,500.
Anyway. Did you ever see it?
Film 400.
Did you ever see it, Ted Lasso?
No, I don't like soccer.
It's about the movie. It's not, or the series. It's not really deep into soccer. It's a great show, but he reenacts the Allen Iverson practice rant. It's great.
No show to film meetings. That's 2000.
I feel like you're not even listening to me because you don't want to talk about Ted Lasso, and it's a great show.
Oh, okay. Here we go. A social media public disconduct.
Michael, there's a FedEx guy out there. Can you handle it? Nobody's handling it. Please help that gentleman.
Okay, but misconduct on public social media can be up to $5,000.
Where's the dude down the hall? Where's Tanner? I thought we had people here. We have no people. Oh. Please help. That guy, it's weird here because he got in here and he just looks in the studio like he wanted to come in and talk. I'm like, well, I'm kind of doing this right now. Okay, yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with it. If you don't show up to practice, I'd kick you off the team if you just don't show up. Late to meeting or film session, $400. No show meeting or film session, $2,000. Late to strength and conditioning, $1,000. No show strength and conditioning, $1,500. Late to treatment, $1,000. No show treatment, $1,500. Sanders added that players could be fined up to $2,500 for a violation of team rules and $5,000 for public social media misconduct. Whoa, social media misconduct. Both are reportedly based on severity. You know what, man? I'm good with it. Good for Coach Prime. You're all sending it to me. Thank you. Yeah, I'm 100% good with this. Might even get, yeah, I'm retweeting. I'm, you know what? You want to get paid and enter the portal and how much am I worth? And you want to just leave and willy-nilly do this stuff? If you want to start acting like a pro, then this is what pros have to deal with. Might as well get used to it. Yeah. I'm late to the party on this one. I'm tweeting it right now. You guys okay with it? You guys good with Deion Sanders finding players for missing practice? That's a good one. I didn't bring that one up. Hey, we heard Stephen A. talking on ESPN, too, speaking of Coach Prime, talking about him and Cleveland being the next head coach. Listen, I fed that beast for a while, but he doesn't have the resume now. I mean, now obviously they have their guy, but I think that ship has sailed. I don't see him going to the NFL. I mean, who's hiring him right now based on that? excuse me, 970 texting in. John Fort Apache the Bronx. I'm sure a lot of those NFL All-Stars can visit Alcatraz and feel right at home. Okay, all right. I didn't say that. That was John Fort Apache the Bronx. No, I just have zero interest in the Pro Bowl. I have zero interest in the All-Star game. But no, good on Coach Prime. Did you get it all handled, Mike? Did you get it figured out?
I did, yes.
Everything good? You're panting. It was five steps, bro. Like, five steps.
A little more than five steps.
You just went to the front desk? That's like 10 steps, man. You went from that chair to that desk.
I also helped carry a package.
Ah, look at you go. Was it heavy? It must have been. You're having a hard time back there.
It was kind of heavy.
What was it? Is it private? Can you tell us?
I kind of want to know what's in it.
Everyone wants to know what's in it. Wow, you're struck. Did you go up and down the stairs?
I did, yes.
You ran downstairs, you went out to the truck, and you grabbed it?
No, he got it in the building.
Wow, dude. You need to maybe stop scooting so much.
It's a heavy package. Heavy for me, maybe not heavy for you. You have muscles.
Thank you for noticing. Put a lot of work into that, Mike. 35 minutes every morning. Noob says, if you guys at the station had a fine system, how much and what would your list of infractions be? Didn't we used to have the swear jar?
We did, yeah.
If somebody cussed on the air or just off the air because you didn't...
In that room?
Yeah, because if you cussed around the microphones, it was scary. Yeah.
I got a little lax on that, though.
You don't do it at all anymore. Guys are throwing F-bombs around these microphones like crazy, and you don't care. The old sheriff that I knew and loved has disappeared. You literally left. I told you to go. That was a test. I told you to go take care of the FedEx guy. That was a test, and you failed it.
Well, I trust you. I trust you around a mic. There are some people I don't trust.
I've almost cursed on the air a few times. You can't talk.
It's going to be a while before
I
catch my breath.
If I could describe he looked at me pissed off. You looked at me like you looked at me, you backed away from the mic, and you're like, you mouthed the words, I can't
talk. I'll tell you what my word is.
Yeah. You. How many steps was that?
It wasn't vulgar.
I'm going to go out there and lift that box and see how crazy it is. I just want to see how heavy it is.
It was a little bit of weight and also the shape of it.
Mm. If you guys had a station, if we had a fine system, how much and what would your list of infractions be? What would I'd fine you every time you mention, I don't know, Star Trek.
Well, every time you get Star Trek wrong, I'd fine you equally.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun. We could make up a fake fine system. We could do that. Eastside Chris, I'm sure those CU guys are all going to classes and might be late running across campus to get to practice. No, I have no issue with that, with Coach Prime finding people. It's a good move.
Yeah, I like it.
I wonder if he got that from Penny Hardaway at Memphis.
I mean, it's...
It's ballsy.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
You would have to have a good excuse. Like,
you gotta make sure you're protected.
Class all the way here, and if I'm 5 minutes late, please understand.
You would have to probably talk that out first.
Yeah.
You would imagine Coach Prime did his due diligence on that and asked everybody, like, hey, I'm good to do this, right? Like, I'm not going to get the NCAA or I'm not going to get attorneys coming at me. Because right now, players, it's all good, but you miss that first practice and you get fined $2,000 and hits that checkbook. Suddenly you're like, this is BS, man.
Well, guess what? He could also make you run laps.
I'd rather, well, you would rather not run laps. You'd find a way to make $2,000. You'd figure that out, man.
I'd have to
Good
sell my
Lord.
Body.
Yeah, you would have to do something. Faith says, what would you find Michael for his puns? Yeah, that would be a good one,
no,
too.
No, no, I get paid for my puns.
No.
Faith,
no.
Back me up. My puns are great.
They're not good. They're not good. 30 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. Bill Belichick is not a first ballot Hall of Famer. What are we doing? Let's get into it coming up next.
Nuggets, games, and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right. That's on me, Mike. That credit to you. That was freaking heavy. That box was bigger than you. I went out. You didn't make it all the way in. Now I understand why. And you helped that gentleman lift that thing up the stairs. That's definitely a two-man. That's a two-man situation right there.
Yeah, he was stronger than me. He did the hard part.
You got it up. Did you go? Did you walk? Were you below, or did you back into upstairs? How did you do this?
I backed up the stairs, but he carried the heavy part.
The backing up the stairs is underrated. That's a difficult thing because you're in an awkward spot. You're trying to hold it. You don't have a lot of good holding spot. That's tough.
I almost fell twice, but he did carry the heavy part. So
almost
he
fell.
Had the,
now I understand.
More the weight.
I thought I was going to go out there and just make you look silly and pick it up by myself, but that not the case. That would not happen. I would not be able to do that.
Yeah, I regret saying, yes, I will help. I wondered, not trying to find Tanner.
You were gone for a while, man. I'm like, I hope that was actually a FedEx guy.
And I'm glad it actually was to our address. I was like, oh, well, I mean, it's probably to our address. I'll help. I won't double check.
What the hell is it? Some kind of a desk?
I don't know.
Do we need desks around here? There's 400 desks around here. Certainly hope it's not a chair because we have 9,000 chairs. We do not throw chairs away at this place. This radio station, for years, we do. And that's on me, too. But for some reason, the people that work here, we just love chairs, man. Look back in that little room that nobody uses.
As a matter of fact, you know what? I've inherited a couple of your chairs.
Because I go through I go through a period of I'm tired of this chair, so I wheel it back out to the chair graveyard out there, and then just bring a new one in. So
well,
I'm part
I have
of the
like
problem.
One or two. I have a chair from the old building that you didn't want. You got tired of, so you bought a new one.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll
take
this
one.
Well,
the one I bought, I don't like, which sucks. I don't like it. It's expensive, and it's not good. But I sit in it because I bought it.
Should have done more research.
Well, I did. I sat in it and tested it, and it was good. But apparently there's a difference between sitting in it for like 5 minutes, and then that's where your butt is parked for a good portion of your life. It's hard to test that. Bill Belichick, not a first ballot Hall of Famer. So the way the rules work, NFL Hall of Fame voting is conducted by a 50-person media committee that narrows a list of 150 nominees down to a final class of 3 to 8, requiring 80% approval on a final ballot. The process involves multiple rounds of cuts, culminating in a Selection Saturday meeting where 15 modern-era finalists and 5 other candidates, seniors, coaches, contributors, are debated and determined and to determine the ultimate inductees. They make it sound a lot more complicated than it probably needs to be. They're reduced to 25 semifinalists, then to 15 finalists. Selection committees, media members throughout from every NFL city, plus Pro Football Writers of America reps and at-large members. Final vote, the committee meets before the Super Bowl to debate finalists. The 15 modern era finalists are reduced to 10, then 7, and finally up to 5 are chosen with 80% approval. So when you get that list of 15 finalists, did it just come down to people didn't write Bill Belichick's name in over those other finalists?
Who the hell were those other finalists? Was Peyton Manning up for Hall of Fame again?
I don't know. I want to see this. Who's over Bill Belichick? Well, the 15 and finalists include Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Luke Kuechly.
All worthy.
Frank Gore, Eli Manning. These are the 15. Frank Gore, Eli Manning, and Adam
Vinatieri.
Oh, come
on. He beats out Eli Manning.
Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Luke Kuechly, Frank Gore, Eli Manning, Adam Vinatieri, Terrell Suggs, Willie Anderson, Jari Evans, Torrey Holt, Reggie Wayne, Marshall Yonda, Darren Woodson, Kevin Williams, Jason Witten. Belichick did not receive the 80%, which... 40 out of 50 votes required, so less or more than 10 people on the 50 panel voting group didn't think Bill Belichick was a first ballot Hall of Famer. The final class is a maximum of 5 modern era players, will be announced on February 5th, 2026. That is odd to me. Eastside Chris, should the Hall of Fame committee send smoke through the chimney after their selection?
Yeah, sounds right. They sound a little elitist right about now.
Are they becoming the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame? Dude, if Bill Belichick can't get it, then no coach deserves to be in. He'll get in, I get that. But if you're going to tell me first ballot means something and Bill Belichick didn't get it, because of Spygate, that's just, again, if you thought it was that bad at the time, if it was that bad and it truly gave you the edge, which you didn't win, you're telling me they didn't win the Super Bowl that year.
I don't remember if it was that year or if it was Deflategate. It was one of those years where they didn't.
I don't think Deflategate they won it that year, did they? Maybe they did.
I remember South Park doing a joke about that, doing a stand and deliver parody with Bill Belichick. Cartman pretending, you know,
they
saying,
did,
oh, the Patriots cheated.
They did win it after Deflategate. They did win it after. The Patriots won 3 Super Bowls after the 2012 Bounty Gate, which occurred during 2011 and 2012 season.
Spygate.
Spygate. I wrote Bountygate. I can't. Help me, Mike. I can't do it. They knew what I was saying, though. So they corrected it anyway. So, yes, they won 3 Super Bowls. So it was the 2007 Spygate scandals, 2007. So following the incident, they secured championships in 2015. Okay, so it wasn't the direct year then, right? Okay, so that doesn't hold water then. Just a bunch of pissy writers that, who are these writers? They should make themselves known, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, you should tell us who you are, and you should have to answer why you're not putting him in the Hall of Fame. Well, Spygate. Okay, that's it? Because that was 2007. That was one season.
The only argument I would put forth would be, Tom Brady won it afterwards, and look at where the coaching career went. His coaching career went downhill. Tom Brady still won a Super Bowl. But my argument against that is Tom Brady also had good coaches.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break, Mike. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Got a couple of texts to read here on the First Advantage text line. If you're going to deny Belichick first ballot because of Spygate, then you can't let Brady in first ballot because of Deflategate. I mean, that logic checks out.
They were both punished.
They were both punished. Tom Brady was suspended for 4 games.
Belichick, I think he was suspended and also fined.
Was he suspended?
He may have just been fined, and I know they lost a draft pick.
Sports says if Bill Belichick cheated not once but twice, I don't disagree with making him wait an extra year to enter the Hall of Fame. But that, see, that's my whole point on the Hall of Fame is you're either in or you're out. You give these little, I'm a writer, and I respect writers, I really do. But you give them so much freaking power. You know what, Bill? You cheated. We'll show you. We're not writing you in.
I want you to have the power. I want them to give you power so that you will actually say, this is the person I voted for and why I voted for them.
I would vote for Bill Belichick to be in the Hall of Fame.
I would too.
I am not a first ballot, second ballot, third ballot guy. I think those are pointless. You're either in or you're out. And if it's not an obvious, you're out. That's how we do it. This is an elite Hall of Fame. This is an elite club here. Elite, man. We throw around elite all the time. We can't just say, oh, you're in, and then suddenly the greatest coach to ever do it isn't in first ballot, then the ballots mean absolutely.
Yeah, there should only be one Manning brother in the Hall of Fame.
Correct, and that's Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Noob, you know what's funny about all this with Belichick? This proves Brady's point about Mike Shanahan not being a first ballot Hall of Famer. Yeah, true. I've got thoughts on that. Let's wrap this hour up, Mike. Let's wrap it up with a bow.
This hour, not the show.
Not the show.
The hour.
The hour. The power hour. The whole show. Stick with us.
The hour.
Find out what's happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, we blew the clock there. We're going to get into a Hall of Fame conversation. We'll get in there. Buy or sell coming up. Sean Keeler. Michael, I got Peyton on the brain. Keeling me softly with the Denver Post, Sean Keeler. More Broncos talk. Where do they go from here? And would the Broncos, or would the Nuggets, I'm off today. Would the Nuggets, should the Nuggets trade Peyton Watson? Think about it. Think about it. Do it. Live it. Learn it. Love it. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.